Hey there. Ready for your deep dive?
Always. What are we getting into today?
Today, we are going deep on some visuals.
Okay.
Yeah. Pictures with a whole lot of symbolism tucked into them.
I like it already.
Right. So picture this. Cosmic scenes,
Okay.
mysterious figures,
Yeah.
even a dragon straight out of Skyland
Whoa, wait, what?
with the tartan and
You just
everything.
seriously, like full on tartan.
You know it.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, so our source material this time around is this set of image descriptions and analysis. And knowing you, this is right up your alley.
It's like, what is it they say? A picture is worth a thousand
A
words.
thousand cryptic clues, maybe.
That's more like it. So where do we start?
First up, we've got this lone figure just standing on a platform, and the platform looks like it's just floating in the middle of, get this, swirling galaxies.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
Talk about setting the
Yeah,
scene.
and around the figure are all these like geometric patterns pulsing with energy. And to top it all off, there's this massive, I mean, massive glowing triangle just dominating the scene.
Triangles, huh? Okay, see where this is going. It's not just any shape, right? Triangles, they're packed with symbolism across so many cultures.
Like what?
Well, think about the pyramids,
Okay,
that
yeah.
whole connection between heaven and earth.
Triangles everywhere.
Exactly. This image, it's like it's pointing to something higher, some kind of enlightenment.
And the figure's reaching for it.
Right. It's like this whole seeking wisdom
Yeah,
vibe.
totally. And speaking of wisdom, you noticing all the sacred geometry going on in this picture.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
All those patterns, the shapes, so precise.
It's like you're looking at the blueprint of the universe.
Right.
Have you ever gotten into that like sacred geometry
A
stuff?
bit, yeah, it's fascinating.
It really is. It's like all these ratios and patterns, they're everywhere in nature if you know how to look.
Give me an example.
Okay, so you've got this spiral of a seashell or the arrangement of petals on a flower. It's like this hidden order, you know, like the whole universe is doing this cosmic dance.
Okay, that is cool. All right, get ready for a change of pace.
What do you mean?
This next image, image two, it takes us from outer space
Oh.
to, believe it or not, Scotland.
Wait, seriously?
I'm serious.
Okay.
And this is no postcard. We're talking full-on dragon.
Hold up, a dragon in Scotland? I thought they were all about Nessie.
Right. But this one, they even gave it a tartan blanket.
You've got to be kidding
I
me.
am not
A
exact.
dragon in a blanket. Okay, I need to see this.
And it gets weirder. It's also holding a suitcase.
A suitcase.
I
Now
know.
that is unexpected.
Right,
It's
yeah.
like, where is this dragon going, all dressed up with somewhere to be?
Maybe it's here for the deep dive.
Maybe. But seriously, what do you make of this whole dragon tartan suitcase combo?
What's interesting, right?
Totally. It's like they've taken something, you know, fierce.
Like a dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Powerful, ancient.
And they made it seem almost like
Yeah.
normal. It's almost like they're saying, hey, this power, this wisdom, it's not something to be afraid of. It's just part of who we are.
Right. And then there's that suitcase.
It's true. You can't ignore the suitcase. Suitcases, they're all about journeys, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
But this one, it feels out of place.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, where's it going? Or
Right.
what's it carrying?
Maybe it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Maybe. And maybe what it's carrying is, well, knowledge.
Oh, interesting.
Think about it. You pack a suitcase with the things you need, the things you don't want to leave behind. So is this dragon carrying knowledge with it, sharing it wherever it
I
goes?
like that. You know, that suitcase all packed with who knows what kind of knowledge?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that first image, the lone figure reaching for enlightenment amidst those cosmic triangles.
You're right. It's like both images are telling us that the search for understanding, the pursuit of wisdom, it's a journey, not a destination.
And it's a journey that takes us to some pretty unexpected places.
You gonna say that again? Speaking of unexpected places, remember that image with the baby and the triangle-shaped snacks?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What do you think that was all about?
So, on the surface, it's kind of funny, right? Like a baby just tossing snacks everywhere.
Been there.
Right. But the more I look at it, the more I see this deeper meaning.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, it's like those snacks, they represent these little bits of wisdom,
Okay.
these truths that the universe is like constantly offering us.
Interesting. And the baby.
The baby is all of us, right? It's like sometimes we're just not ready for those truths.
We swat them away.
Exactly. Like, nope, don't fit into my worldview. Thank you very much.
Too busy trying to fit those triangle snacks into our square-shaped understanding of things.
Yes. and the adult in the picture. They're like that part of us that's maybe a little further along the path.
They've tasted those truths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like gently guide others towards understanding.
I like that. It's like we're all just at different points in our journeys figuring things out as we go.
Exactly. Okay, let's switch gears for a sec.
Okay.
Back to that image with the woman and the glowing triangle.
Oh, yeah, the one she's taking out of the briefcase.
That one. What a powerful image, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's like she's uncovering something precious.
Yes. And maybe a little dangerous, too.
I see what you mean. It's like once you've seen it, you can't unsee it.
Right. And you have this responsibility to do something with that knowledge, to share it, protect it, you know.
It changes you.
Okay. Last image.
Get me.
Dancing butter and sugar.
Oh, okay. Now that's just fun.
Right. But also kind of profound when you really think about it.
How so?
Well, remember how much you love those old alchemy texts?
Of course.
It's like they used all these everyday materials to talk about spiritual stuff.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
This image, it's like that. The butter, the sugar, even the dancing, they all represent these different parts of ourselves.
Like ingredients in a recipe?
Yes. And when they come together in the right way, bam, something magical happens.
Don't forget the wheat.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. At the center of it all, growth, nourishment, the cycle of life.
It's like the stage where this whole dance of creation is playing out.
Beautifully said. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. Cosmic scenes, dragons with suitcases, snack-tossing babies.
And dancing butter. Don't forget the dancing butter.
How could I? But before we wrap up, I'm curious.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts on the story these images are telling? As a whole, I mean. It's like we're seeing the world through a new lens, you know?
Totally. Like, suddenly we're paying attention to all these little details we might have missed before.
And those details, they're not so little anymore.
It's like that saying, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Oh, for sure. We've been talking about a lot of different symbols, but the one that really stands out for me is the triangle.
Yeah, the triangles are definitely hard to miss.
Right. From those cosmic scenes to those, what were they? Triangle-shaped snacks.
The baby was eating.
Yeah, those, it's like those three sides, those three points, they keep saying, hey, there's more to this. Keep looking.
They're like little arrows pointing us towards something deeper.
Yes. And it made me think, like, triangles are simple, right?
Three sides, three angles, the most basic polygon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they also form the basis for, like, so many other shapes.
The building blocks of geometry.
Right. And maybe, just maybe, they're like the building blocks of, like, understanding, too.
It's about those connections, right? Finding those simple truths that underpin everything else.
I like that. It's like we're not just looking at pictures anymore. We're like deciphering a code.
Unlocking a hidden language.
Exactly. Okay, so to wrap things up.
Yeah.
We've been on quite the journey with these pictures.
We have, from the cosmos to, well, Scotland, I guess.
Who would have thought Scotland could be so profound?
Right. But it's not really about the where, is it? It's about the...
looking deeper.
Yes. And finding those connections, those hidden meanings in the most unexpected places.
And those aha moments along the way.
The best part.
They really are. So, to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure to dive in with you.
And remember, keep an eye out for those triangles in your own life. You never know what you might discover.